A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The final edition.
This week, we're heading into summer, or just for the sake of argument, let's say we're heading into summer, with theater, heavy drinking, music festivals, unintended consequences of a happy ending. Also, at a certain point in a recent recording session, we ran out of things to do and started reading out of our notebooks. Seriously. This is the final edition, Radio Hour. Order tickets now for the upcoming season at the Brownstone Theater. In August, it's William Shakespeare's immortal classic, Julius Caesar, performed entirely by dogs.
Wrens, Romans, rentrymen, rend me your rears.
For September, we found a woman talking to herself at a bus terminal, and we put her on stage. Does it count as a one-woman show? Pay $70 and find out.
Bean sauce! Shut up, bitch! That ain't bean sauce! I was in the Book of Revelations! Who's a bitch now, bitch?
In October, two elderly people discuss a play they saw last year.
Well, I think the character was unhappy because of racism.
That actor is very talented.
Very talented.
In December, a cast of literally 1,000 people with one line apiece.
All right, hold. Someone went out of order. We've got to start over.
Aww.
In January, 15 people behind a bathroom door perform Anton Chekhov's A Cherry Orchard.
I've never met such frivolous people as you before, or anybody so unbusinesslike and peculiar. Here I am telling you in plain language that your estate will be sold, and you still don't seem to understand.
What are we to do? Tell us what?
And rounding out the season, a man vainly tries to convince the audience he's not an actor and that the theater is actually closed.
I don't know how to convince you people. This isn't a play. Go home. No!
It's all coming up at the Brownstone. So order your tickets and give yourself the gift of theater.
Man on the street!
We're finally heading into summer. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Summer is how anal cancer happens.
What am I doing this summer? Sweating my frickin' balls off. That's what I'm doing.
I'm looking forward to sweating my balls off.
For my summer vacation, I think I'm gonna continue working my three jobs.
It's June now, so I'm gonna take down my Christmas decorations, and then at the end of the month, put them back up so we're ready for winter.
Just to avoid sunburned, I have to put on SPF flannel.
Summer, I hardly know her.
Summer, I hardly winter.
I have to stay indoors for 15 hours a day. 1, 2, 3.
Why is Nick Lachey and these two other dudes here? Oh, it's 98 degrees.
98 degrees. 99 degrees.
That's what I love about these summers, man. I keep getting older. They keep happening between June and September.
I'm actually really scared of summer in LA because every woman's face starts melting off.
This sketch contains spoilers for Avengers Endgame.
We all remember where we were on 9/11, and we all remember where we were 5 years ago when an alien tyrant snapped his fingers and made 50% of all life in the universe cease to exist. We managed to adapt and move on after that, until a month ago when the Avengers reversed the whole thing and brought everybody back. The final edition's Luna Gray reports on some unexpected problems.
I'm standing in Covington, Kentucky with Greg Roth and his husband, Sam, and his returned wife, Loretta. Formerly a born-again Christian and Southern Baptist, Greg embraced his sexuality and married Sam after his wife disintegrated into a cloud of black dust. Now she's back.
Your love is an abomination, Greg.
We heard you the first 9 times, Loretta. I'm trying to get a divorce from her, but this is Kentucky, and the local DA wants to use this as an excuse to annul my marriage to Sam. They say I married her first, but wasn't till death do us part stated in the wedding vows? She was dead.
Organized religions have also been in crisis mode. Rabbi Herschel Mikowitz, Father Jim Milfington, and cult leader Brother Stark.
Look, Father, maybe you did go to heaven, but it's just too, you know, heavenly for a live human being to remember?
No, you don't understand. It didn't happen to you. I turned into dust. There was nothing. Don't you get it? There is no God.
Oh, there's a God, and his name is Tony Stark. I have created a new religion in a compound in upstate New York where we stockpile weapons, alcohol, and beautiful women, as our Lord did.
Then there's the case of Sal Radon of Union City, New Jersey.
5 years ago, my doctor said I had terminal cancer. Then the snap happened. I died quickly and painlessly. Now I'm back with cancer. 6 months to live. Fuck you, Avengers.
This is Luna Gray for the final edition.
And now, the final edition proudly presents Call & Oates.
Hello, this is John Oates.
Hi, John Oates. I just wanted to give you a call and say, you're pretty great.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice to hear.
Absolutely. Definitely as good as Daryl Hall.
Well, that's high praise. Daryl Hall is really good.
He sure is, but not any better than you. I mean, hell, you wrote Rich Girl.
Well, thank you, but no, Daryl wrote that song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, still, you're fantastic.
Well, thanks, man. I actually really needed to hear that today.
Anyway, I have to go make some pickles, but it was great talking to you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for calling. Also, who are you and how did you get this number?
This has been Call & Oates. If you'd like to be compensated for the time we just wasted, please send your account and routing numbers to The Final Edition, attention Ben Kirshner, 905 North Sweetser Avenue, apartment 20, West Hollywood, California, 90069. To expedite payment, also include your social security number and $10 cash to cover all processing fees.
And from the first time that I saw you, had I known you better than I would have said those 3 old words in front of her.
And now the final edition asks the cast members, what half jokes do you have in your notebooks?
I'm writing a pilot. His name is Benjamin.
I have a joke that I could never quite deliver it right. Mathematicians just found the largest prime number ever, which has more than 23 million digits, and they got very excited until they found out that Simpsons already discovered it in season 12.
I think it's interesting that on Bumble, I swipe and sometimes there's no picture for the guy. Like, they don't have a picture. And I was thinking, like, I just don't see women swiping right and going like, oh, a mystery. Like, I wonder if he's a prince and just wants me to get to know him for him.
If Jews that have a Shabbat goy at Dave and Buster's on a date. Because you know what? Orthodox Jews can't touch anything electronic.
So they go to Dave and Buster's.
They go to Dave and Buster's and make him like play all the games.
They just have a guy playing all the games against himself.
Can you imagine how different the movie Larry Crown would have been if the character's name was Gary Crown?
Free Fallen is actually just about my mom's dog. She's a good girl. She loves her mama.
Let me ask you something. When you're on a date, is there a polite way to ask a woman not to Google your name?
The boys I babysit are like, yo mama's so fat, she sunk the Titanic. I'm like, oh yeah? Yo mama is so smart, she wants nothing to do with you, so she pays me, a complete stranger, to take care of you, because she has better things to do.
Whoever taught pigs how to speak Latin didn't do it right.
SoundCloud rapper, anti-vaxxer Lil Vax, the bi-curious B.I.G., the normal sounds that Bjork makes during sex.
The kids I babysit have made it very clear to me that they will not be where I'm at in my career when they're 28. That'll be
the day the Twin Towers fell.
McDonald's is ditching its fancy burgers to prioritize the quarter pounder. Now where will we go to eat, said millionaires?
I write for the internet. It's a pretty big deal. You may have heard of it.
Oh, that's good.
Did you know you can make anything creepy if you just enjoy it too much?
That's pretty good.
A water slide, that's a slippery slope.
Okay. Hey, you know what? You never see streetlights on during the day. How do they know when it's day?
They have light sensors.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty basic solution.
Yeah, it's kind of always what they've... Yeah.
One of my jokes, ideas I wrote down was just, kids are the worst.
From June 28th to June 30th out here in Los Angeles, two of our members at the Final Edition are producing a three-day comedy music festival called PacCella, sort of based on Coachella, but at the Pac Theater in Hollywood. For the third year in a row, Ben Kirshner and Gil Barron are putting together this massive show. 13 shows, each one an hour. Mm. Let me ask you something. What's it like booking and coordinating this kind of massive headache?
It takes a lot of producers, and what it really takes is a lot of like just communication and talking to other producers about who do you want to book, who should we go out to first, who should we go out to next.
I feel like a big part of it is every time you go into the festival, and this is our third time doing it, you start with, these are the things we will do and these are the things we won't do.
Mm.
And by the time the festival lands, you find that you've done 90% of the things on that won't do list.
Okay.
But
if you don't do them, who's going to do them?
But if you don't do them, who's going to do them? So it's just, it's identifying
the motto of the producer.
The answer is Gil. Right. Gil will do them.
And it sounds like you're indicating that you also have a plan B. I mean, you're dealing with two of the most reliable sorts of people, comedians and musicians.
Sure.
who were, you know, not necessarily known for waking up before noon.
Well, that's why the shows don't start till 7.
Yeah.
Oh, except on Sunday, we have a noon show.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Curry is bringing back The Scramble for 1 month only. She's doing a special country edition of The Scramble, and I saw some of her lineup that she has, and it's going to be really exciting.
Cool.
So it's going to be sort of a hee-haw type fun brunch adventure. And, you know, you get there, and we're going to have some food trucks on hand.
Oh, that's right. Last year there was a food truck. What kind of food trucks have you got lined up for this thing?
Oh, we have a few food trucks. Luckily, we are during Fringe, so Fringe is taking care of some of the food trucks this year.
Oh, right.
I do have a funny story about our food trucks last year.
All right.
Because we had Eliza Skinner doing a full hour completely on her own last year.
Okay. And, which she could improvise.
She improvised a full hour.
She does, yeah.
The truck for that night was the crab cakes truck here in L.A.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
Which is delicious, don't get me wrong. But is not a great food to have in a tiny theater in Hollywood during the hottest part of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. So her show was really crab smelling.
Really crab heavy.
Crab heavy.
Crab heavy improv.
Crab-tastic.
And a couple of people with their crab cakes, I saw them like, you know, finish eating and then put it down by their feet. And I was like, okay, well, I can go up to these people and say, oh, I can throw that away for you if you want.
Uh-huh.
And they looked at me and said, no, we're saving it for later.
And then they got up and that was still there on the floor.
I think so.
I think probably a lot of crab got into those seats. Hey, come on down anyway.
So look, the important thing to take away from this story is,
yes, sir,
come to PacCella, you will get crabs.
You will get crabs.
Yes, yes.
Any other highlights for this year you got lined up?
Yeah, Jeremiah Watkins and Pat Regan. They are a group together called Regan and Watkins.
Sure.
They are premiering their brand new album that they just came out with. That's going to be on Sunday night.
Hmm.
We have Luke Null from SNL. He's going to be doing a show with Drennan Davis from Conan. And we have the Cooties, who play with Reggie Watts all the time. They're going to be doing a show with Allie Gertz. The Nikki Urban show is going to have a musical edition.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. So there's an anime-themed show called Super Dating Simulator. Go Sketch Yourself is doing, they described it to me as essentially a musical fantasy psychedelic journey. Last year we had an amazing show that was a burlesque tribute to Mel Brooks called Blazing Tassels.
Nice.
And it was one of our biggest shows last year. And this year that same group is doing a burlesque tribute to Bill Murray called Bill Murlesque.
Okay.
The funny dance show from the Comedy Store. They are bringing giant celebrities to PacCella for their dance competition. We have Trixie Mattel from RuPaul's Drag Race. We have Justin Martindale from E! And Hannah Mae Lee from Pitch Perfect are all going to be judging the funny dance show. And we're rounding out the entire weekend with Hellcross, which is one of the funniest metal bands in all of LA.
So how much is it? What's the price? What's the deal?
Well, how much do you got?
Yeah, I got like $5 and some shells.
It's that much.
Okay. Yeah, the Pack Theater is a pay-what-you-can theater.
Okay.
We have some events already up on Eventbrite, and you can donate ahead of time if you want, or you can pay at the door.
And you can also find the Pack Theater through Facebook, of course, which then from there connects to Eventbrite, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
At the Pack Theater, that's at 6470 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood, kind of around Highland, June 28th to 30th. The shows are running each night from about 7 to about midnight, and they're still coming together. Boys, thank you.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you,
And now, Ben Kirshner with a sketch where we only have the first line.
Hello, I'm Professor Jeremy Penis.
So, Janelle, it's been 1 year since you started watching our little Emma. Now that the initial contract is up, we thought it would be a good idea to discuss how it's been going.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I always imagined that after a year of watching an infant 9 hours a day that she'd like me more by now.
Are you kidding? She loves you.
Yeah, I guess she cries most days when I leave.
Seriously, bring on the waterworks, snot, red face, lip quiver.
Yeah, she's a pretty ugly crier. But she started to cry when you leave now, too. I just don't really feel that special anymore. I think she gets it now that I'm not her mom. She says Janelle when we're at the grocery store. Like, well, some lame version of it. Like, Jenna, Jenna, Jenna. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Well, she's one, so she'll learn.
Yeah. Also, another thing, your husband hasn't grabbed my ass. Not once. Nope. I thought I was cute. I even bought new athletic pants. White ones. You can definitely see that I'm not even wearing a thong. It's basically an invitation to look. I am not your average nanny. I have 43,000 Instagram followers, many of which commented on my yoga pants, but not your husband. I've even tried brushing past him in the kitchen to get Tupperware right when he's getting a mug, and nothing.
I'm happy to hear that he isn't sexually harassing you?
PC fucking culture. It's not harassment if you want it, Peggy.
Then I'm glad he's not cheating on me?
So uptight. You know what? It's also a total waste that you asked me my opinion on the new wallpaper because I was bored the other day because, okay, your kid has, like, no interest. Like, holy crap, peekaboo still. Get a fucking life, baby. Anyway, I was bored, and all that sensitive material you obviously left that close to the top of the desk drawer for me to find. Okay, I saw that you didn't include me in the will. And that hurt. Here, pick out wallpaper for a house that's not even going to be yours when I die. Even though my child and husband obviously have already replaced me in their minds with you.
Why would you be in the will?
Who saw your kid's first step?
I did.
Oh, wow. You bought that whole, she's so close to her first step bit. Oh my God. Yeah. No. First food, first belly laugh, first fall out of a moving vehicle.
What?
Relax. I'm just kidding. She wasn't in a moving vehicle. The car seat was on top and it just fell off the side.
You never told us that. Why would we be having this conversation?
If you knew how much I've been hurting, yeah. I've kept it to myself because I'm a good little employee looking out for your feelings. Friggin' new parents. This is why I'm seriously considering a career transition to small rodent care. All nibbles and gnawing, no cruel lack of appreciation. Why do you look shocked?
Well, we were having this conversation to discuss a pay raise.
Oh, what? Seriously? That's awesome. Like, how much? A couple bucks more an hour? Well, wait, do you guys have money? Okay, maybe you should upgrade the nanny van. The brakes kind of suck. Don't worry, it's only really on hills that you notice it, though.
No, you're fired.
What?
One to ten, how many glasses of wine are you into your breakup? Number one.
I ordered a journal from Amazon, and this time, I'm going to write in it every day.
Number two.
I texted my mom, everything's fine, at 1:30 a.m.
Number three.
I went to the local animal shelter's website and read all the saddest cat biographies, then cried for an hour because my apartment is no pet.
Number four.
I just got a noise complaint for playing "You Oughta Know" at full volume and shouting the wrong lyrics over the song.
Number five.
I created 6 new Yelp profiles so I could give my ex 6 1-star ratings at their barista job, although then I deleted 4 of the ratings because they were curly for me, and then another one that just said Starbucks? More like shitbox.
Number six.
I ordered $35 worth of food from Jack in the Box and then cornered the Postmates guy and asked him what it was like growing up in Wisconsin.
Editor's note, the Postmates guy was from Wyoming.
Number seven.
After hearing the phrase, change is good, during a car commercial, I dyed my hair bright pink.
Number eight.
I just got a second noise complaint, this time for scream singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. No music, just screaming the words, I will, I love you, always, forever, don't go away, cause you're my bodyguard.
Number nine.
I just texted an eggplant emoji to all my exes. If they responded, I call them a pervert and blocked their number. If they didn't respond, I sent them 200 more eggplants.
Number 10.
I was just arrested for running up and down the street with no shoes on, screaming, laws don't matter! Laws don't matter! Why do you keep driving up and down the street like everything's normal?
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Joe Davis, Ben Kirshner, Samantha Gerwitz, Chase O'Donnell, and Jessica Park. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Mike Besaw and Gil Barron. It was all produced and engineered by Barry Lank, that would be me, lots of music from Kevin MacLeod, as well as Humma Humma and John Oates. Not Daryl Hall and John Oates. I found a song that was supposedly written just by John Oates. See you next week with something. Good night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.